This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a lot of talk about healthcare jobs nowadays, about how there's a huge demand for people who can do those jobs. We're going to narrow that down a little bit today to mental health services for veterans and active duty military. Thousands of vets are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan with PTSD, with traumatic brain injuries, and with depression as well. The Department of Veterans Affairs is looking to hire some 1,600 mental health workers by the middle of next year, and there is a big pool of people out there looking for work, and they have the one qualification civilians can't match. They've been there. From the help desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has the story.
Over the past 2 years, Trey Tippins has traveled from universities to community colleges meeting with veterans who are figuring out their futures.
A lot of the vets that we talk to go into political science or business or things like that.
Tippins, an Army veteran, is a semester away from getting his doctorate from the Massachusetts School of Professional Psychology. He goes to these schools with a simple but unusual message.
We're trying to legitimize mental health, and this is a career that many veterans, it's not even on the radar for them. And we're trying to say that this is a real job, and this is something that they can do.
Tippins helped create the program Train Vets to Treat Vets, which is pretty much what it sounds like. The school is developing courses about PTSD, military sexual trauma, and how deployments impact family dynamics. While the program is still small, Administrator Robert Kinscherf says the number of veterans enrolling has more than doubled and is expected to again next year.
This is one of those situations where what is a smart business move is also the right thing to do.
In just the past few years, programs like this have started popping up around the country. In Chicago, you've got the Adler School of Professional Psychology, and the University of Southern California in Los Angeles offers a master's in military social work. Vets can use the GI Bill to cover tuition at these schools, but getting some top-level degree isn't the only way to get into this field. San Antonio clinical psychologist Brett Moore, an Iraq veteran himself, works with businesses as a consultant.
You actually see a few private companies that are helping veterans learn how to be paraprofessionals to help other veterans get linked into services, mental health services that they may need.
Whatever mental health jobs vets take, often what inspires them are the terrible, terrible stories. The suicides, the domestic violence, the total desperation. The stories of vets falling through the cracks, like Anthony Gonzalez.
I've been diagnosed with a mild case of TBI, post-traumatic stress, depression, substance abuse, suicidal tendencies.
The 30-year-old lives deep in the Bronx in a shabby apartment in a neighborhood of apartment buildings. Spend any amount of time with him and you hear him use the word isolated a lot. He's gotten some therapy, but what he really wants, a spot in a 90-day PTSD treatment program run by the VA. But it's full.
I'm tired of isolating myself, but I have problems with people. Trying to get the suicidal tendencies and thoughts from reoccurring, just to be able to function close to a normal life.
A lot of these guys are still on the battlefield when they come home. This isn't a game.
Trey Tippins from the Massachusetts School of Professional Psychology knows people like Gonzalez are struggling because there aren't enough services to go around. Tippins feels a sense of duty to help, especially because he can talk to a vet like no one else.
How powerful would it be to sit there and talk with someone who's been through something similar that can speak the language that you speak?
Tippins knows veterans won't be and shouldn't be the only ones to meet the need out there. But when they do, he's seen firsthand. It's easier for vets to trust, to open up, to just get help, which for Tippins is really the point. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.